A few weeks ago, we talked to a guy who had a post on Reddit in February, and it was talking about how he misses and loved Portillo's lemon cake. They still have the chocolate cake. He wants the lemon cake. And he went on at great length about how there aren't great lemon foods out there, products, and it's kind of iffy, hit and miss. And nobody made a better lemon cake than Portillo's. And I don't remember the lemon cake, but we all know the chocolate cake. And so he was saying, can anybody find the recipe for me? And people were chiming in. Lo and behold, on the anniversary of that cake, Reddit Portillo's invited him to come in for a special anniversary cake that they made for him. And he told us all about it. It was kind of a delightful story, the second chapter of which is now being written. His name is Ben. Hey, Ben, this is John. You're back on WGN. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Really good. That's the way I remember the story, but now I forget some of the details on it. Kind of fill me in. Is that kind of it? Why were you writing about your missing the lemon cake from Portillo's? What even brought that up?
Yeah, that's right, John. You got it exactly. Basically, they had the lemon cake for many years, and then one day, about 10 years ago, it was just discontinued. And I couldn't figure out why. So I had been on this quest for maybe the last 10 years, just trying to figure out what happened to it, where did it go, who knows. And in that time, I just heard all these stories about why it might be gone. Something happened. It turned into this big conspiracy theory. Huh. And I just couldn't get a straight answer. So I finally, after years of searching, finally turned to Reddit. And I said, I love this lemon cake. It's been so long since I've had it, and I really missed it. And what can I do to bring it back? So after doing some posts, I offered a reward, and then things just blew up.
Oh, that's right. What was your reward? Was it $1,000 or something like that?
It was actually, I offered $300 to the person that could get me a recipe, and
that's right.
And 10% of that, another 30 to that someone who could tell me why it disappeared.
So then, obviously, Portillo's heard about it. Did they fly you in, or did you have to fly in for this thing?
No, so I flew in to Chicago. I currently am living in Arizona, but my family's still out in the southwest side of Chicago, so I fly back there all the time. So That wasn't a big issue for me.
And then what was it? There was some sort of anniversary of the cake, right?
It was 10 years since it's been gone.
So with all of that dust up, then the story kind of dies down. There you were enjoying the cake. And as I recall, you brought some back to Arizona, too. And then the story goes away. And now
Absolutely.
It's back on the scene this week because they say for limited time, they're going to make it available to everybody, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They had just gotten such an outpouring of requests and support and people giving these very touching stories about their memories of the cake that they thought that they have to bring it back. This is one of those things that just touched a nerve and resonated with so many people around the world who remember Portillo's, who remember the lemon cake and want it back. And they said that because of that, they're bringing back the lemon cake for a limited time from June 13th to July 31st. It should be available at all the Portillo's locations. And everybody who wants one should be able to get it and give it a try.
Why are they discontinuing it after the end of July again?
You know, I don't know. I haven't figured that out. My hope is that they want to bring it back for that limited time just to see how it does. And when everybody goes and it sells out, and they will have no choice but to bring it back permanently to the menu. That's really my hope.
Well, that's what they do with Broadway shows when they come to town. We got this wonderful horse show here in town right now, and they keep extending it, saying, okay, last chance to get your tickets, and then they extend it. Actually, I think that it is going to end soon, and if you do want to see it, Cavalia Odiseo, you've got to go see it right now. But maybe you're right. Maybe they'll extend it again and again because of what you did. Now, if I find out, Ben, that you're on the payroll for Portillo's, our friendship is over.
Oh, believe me, I'd love to be on Portillo's payroll and get free stuff all the time. If I was on there, I would tell you, I wouldn't hide that.
You know, it's funny because this is the sort of organic, you know, sort of ground up promotion or advertising that you literally can't buy, where somebody loves the product, they push it forward, people embrace it. I mean, Portillo's is going to make a lot of money now. You and I are helping them, and we get nothing out of it.
You know, we get the lemon cake back, and that's really all I ever wanted.
Well done, Ben. Hey, listen, if you come to Chicago again, swing through our studios. I'd love to meet you. We'll have a slice of cake, okay?
Oh, that sounds great. And thank you so much for your coverage and everything that you did, John, to spread the word and bring it back.
I'd like to think that in some small way, yes, I played a role in this, Ben.
Oh, you absolutely did, John. You absolutely did. And hopefully you'll get a chance to try that lemon cake before it's gone again.
Thanks for your time, Ben. We'll talk again another day.
Oh, absolutely. You take care, John.
Bye now. But Portillo's hasn't sent over a big old cake. If I was Ro Khan, I would have people with, you know, lemon beverages, limoncello, lemon cocktails. There'd be the chef with a lemon tree would be in here squeezing lemons. It'd be a whole production. I'm just giving it away. It's 2:56 on WGN.